Andrew, here's a query for you. We've got a question from our listener Arun asking how signals sent from space probes get back to Earth. Juno is about to reach Jupiter. We had loads of those amazing pictures coming back from the New Horizons mission that's out by Pluto. How are they getting back to us?
Well, the simple answer is it's just a radio wave. It's a radio transmitter on the spacecraft that sends a signal to Earth.
So it's basically like a Snapchat.
It is, you know, well, from... kind of. The thing is...
Instagram.
If only it were that simple. The thing is that the transmitters on these space probes, they're so low power. You know, the power requirements of the spacecraft are just a few watts, so that the transmitter is only beaming a tiny, tiny weak signal back to us. And so it's literally sending the data back a bit at a time. So, you know, you don't get a whole picture at once. You get each pixel one by one. And so you have to build up the pictures over time. And that's why it takes so long for the data to get back, particularly from that New Horizons probe out at Pluto.
Sounds like my home internet connection. Heike Oilinki has tweeted at Naked Scientists and says, what kind of camera can take photos of Pluto where light's very limited? He wants to know sort of things like the sensor, the ISO rating, the shutter time, the F value, if you know it.
Yeah, I'm afraid I don't know the details like that, but it is literally a digital camera. That's what it is on board these spacecraft, taking pictures in low light levels, perhaps in the infrared rather than visible light. But yeah, it's working just like the camera on your phone, but working in those low light levels.
It is incredible to think that those amazing pictures that we saw of Pluto, you know, the sort of the heart shape on its surface, one pixel at a time over thousands and thousands of miles.
I know, it really is incredible. And, you know, we tend to think, oh, it's just a space probe out there in the solar system sending back the pictures. But yeah, it's taken years to get there. And even the signals themselves will take, you know, hours to get back to Earth.
It's a billion... it's 6 billion kilometres to Pluto. Light goes about a billion kilometres an hour, so it's 6 hours for the message to come back. Marion?
So how long is it going to take for all the data to eventually get back to us?
Well, I guess, you know, they'll keep going till the power runs out, really. It could be many, many months yet.
So in many ways, it is like a mobile phone. You just keep taking those photos, keep posting them on Instagram until your phone dies.
Exactly.
Thank you, Andrew. So.